Coach, just a tough loss here tonight, and got up on Ulysses early. They came back and scored on that fake punt, and really after that it was anybody's game. They took advantage of their next two scoring drives with short field. And what was your overall assessment of the ball game?
I thought our kids played hard. You know, they played as hard as they possibly could. You can't fault the effort right there. We just hang on to the big boy a couple times, and you know, kind of got wore down maybe in that fourth quarter for that last touchdown. You know, offensive wise, you know, as they adjusted and kind of took away the outside stuff, we just got beat up front with some size with their linebackers. You know, the linebackers were fast enough, and you know, the big thing was probably the fumble again. You know, two games in a row with a sweep where we're trying to swing the ball over top of the defender and get it knocked out of our hands, which is, you know, the effort's there. It's just, not a real good football play.
Well, despite some of those turnovers early on, I thought your team kept fighting back and had some good drives down the field. Like you said, goes back to the turnovers. But, you know, the effort was there, and just a tough sequence of penalties right before halftime.
Well, they were. I mean, that don't mean anything as far as, you know, those two penalties right there. You're going to throw it deep one time anyway as far as the delay. You know, we had some injuries, so we had new people running into plays, and they kind of messed up the call. That was one of the calls that was not on our cards. And, you know, so when they went in there, they kind of, you know, mixed it up a little bit and, you know, basically confused everybody. So, I mean, whether you're not going to score from 35 yards very often anyway right there. You know, so those two penalties really have no effect on the game right there. You know, what has effect on the game is, you know, not being able to take care of the ball for the most part, and, you know, not being able to tackle the big kid in the open space. And, you know, he showed why he's, you know, what he is as far as, you know, an all-state caliber type running back.
And he had some new players in some different positions tonight. Cooper Griffith playing a lot of running back or fullback for the first time a lot this year. Thought he did pretty well. And then he also had Abe Wiebe there at the right guard spot on offense.
Well, Cooper was forced into it because Paco had been sick this week. I mean, he missed a couple, 2 or 3 days of practice. And, you know, just energy-wise, you know, maybe not there. And then definitely, you know, wasn't there for our time in practice. So, you know, the guy that was at practice was going to run it. And, you know, Cooper ran the ball hard. And, you know, Paco come in and had a couple nice runs also, but, you know, as the game kind of kept going, you know, their depth across their front kind of wore our guys out, and, you know, the running game kind of got stuffed, and we dropped a couple passes here and there and maybe missed a pass. But, you know, I'm still as proud of our guys if we would have won the game, you know, because number one, they never gave up, and number two, you know, that they pulled together at the end right there and kind of realized it's a team effort in a victory and also in a defeat. And those are things that are going to get you in the long run as far as, you know, keep you going. So, you know, what we knew going into the darn season that coming down here and playing this Ulysses team was going to be very tough. And, you know, even with the teams that went through the league undefeated and went deep into the playoffs, coming down here was always a battle. You know, so, you know, nothing to be ashamed of by getting beat by Ulysses. You know, they're a team that has, you know, a little better numbers than we do. Their size and speed is, you know, better right now. But, you know, I still think we took a step in the right direction just by how physical we played. You know, so if we can play that physical the rest of the year, you know, we got a pretty good chance to finish 8-1 or 7-2.
Well, next week it's Hugoton that comes to town, and first game at home in a few weeks, and the Eagles had a big win tonight over Colby, and another pretty tough game coming up.
Well, definitely. There's no weak teams in our league, so, I mean, you know, we don't expect to take any weeks off, and, you know, it comes down to how much you want it. You know, you want to come to practice, a little bruised, a little sore, a little maybe got your ego stepped on a little bit tonight, and, you know, you want to listen and have a little bit better week of practice, you know, all the way around. As far as, you know, I thought we were playing catch-up all week long with kind of the sickness and the injuries. So, you know, it hurts our guys. You know, they realize that we come down here, we got beat, and now it's time to kind of show your true character and get back out on the field and get ready to go again.
Well, Coach, we once again appreciate you stopping by, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.